One that said that, wasn't he? It is good to be back. Doug said I needed to fill out a visitor's card, figure out who I was. You'll have to wait and see if Leon messed up the microphone or not. If this thing, those Bible drillers will leave right after church today, and so as Brother Shane said, keep them in your prayers. That starts at 3 o'clock, so you won't be able to wait until the time of the war room in order to start praying. You'll have to start early, and so you be praying for them. They'll start at 3 o'clock, and you be praying for them. I had planned to preach this last Sunday morning because, it just fell in place for the Bible drills on Sunday night. But our drillers will be hearing this today. For sure. So I'm really preaching to the Bible drillers today. Are they all in here? Would you guys stand up if you're going Bible drill this afternoon? Let's give them a big hand. Thank y'all. Now, but you're going to need to listen also. People get one to Jesus by overhearing something that God is saying to someone else sometimes. But He's speaking to our hearts. And so I hope you will push aside everything that was on your mind when you came in here, if it didn't have to do with worship or the Lord. And I hope that after this message today, that your Bible will mean more to you than it ever has in your life. Now, I'm not going to ask everyone who has a Bible to hold it up today, but I am going to next Sunday. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to bring yours. If it's on your phone, hold your phone up and shake it next Sunday. I gave folks a hard time about that, and then I kind of relented a little bit. I was in evangelism conference with Shane last year, and I couldn't find one of the books. And it was one of those new ones that they had just put in recently. No, I'm teasing. But anyway, I had to turn and I said, I can't find it. And Shane had to help me out with his phone. So, anyway, next Sunday and from now on out, I hope you'll carry it with you. Matter of fact, I hope that you'll take it to work with you in the morning. I hope you'll put it in the car, and I hope you'll carry it with you. If you don't have one you can carry in your pocket when you go into work, I hope you'll get one or something that you can carry in your lunch bucket or briefcase or whatever it is that you carry, and that you have it with you at all times. Let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word. And it's found in 2 Timothy in the New Testament, in 2 Timothy, the third chapter. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and I will begin reading with verse 10, and you follow along in your Bible. Now, Paul is writing this letter to Timothy, a young convert who Paul calls his son in the Lord. He's 1 Timothy to the Lord. And so Timothy has made a preacher, and Paul is encouraging him in the Bible. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. That word, one charity is one that we don't use too much for love, but it just literally means love. Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Now pay close attention. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. I'm fearful that we've come to a place not only to forego persecution, but even if it's the least bit of trouble, we won't put ourselves out for the Lord. Now look at verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, what is Paul giving reference to here? He's giving reference to future events now. He's kind of moved to a place to say, this is what will take place. And so he says, this is what is going to take place. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And I believe that we're living in that day. I think Paul was living in that day. But here is the suggestion that it will continue. If it's bad, it's going to get worse. That's the suggestion. It will get worse and worse. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known thee, say it with me, holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16. All scripture. Did I miss that word? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Father, we pray that you'd add your blessing to the reading of your holy word. Lord, in the only way that can take place here today, an anointing of your Spirit, not only on me, and I need it desperately, Lord, but also on the ears of the hearers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. David Jeremiah, in his book, I Never Thought I'd See the Day, explains that in many churches, the Bible has become marginal. Now, there's some words I have to look up to know what they mean. I knew what he meant when he was preaching because of the context of the message. But I had Webster to help me out a little bit. And so Webster defines marginal as that which is at the border, close to the lower limit of qualification. Are you hearing me today? Yes. Not only is it at the border of lower limits of qualification, but it is at the border of acceptability or worthwhile operation. In other words, many churches today have come to a place that the Bible no longer holds a place of importance and need. Watch this video. I know that that video was a little bit fuzzy, but you saw what was going on. It was the Chinese Christians receiving their first Bible. Now let me ask you, dear friend, is that what the Bible means to you? Is this what the Bible means to me? How long has it been since we picked our Bible up and began to kiss it because of the worth of it in our lives, because of what it means? The Baptist Faith and Message says this of the Scripture: the Holy Bible was written by men divinely inspired and is the record of God's revelation of Himself to man. It is a perfect treasure of divine instruction. It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter. It reveals the principles by which God judges us, and therefore is and will remain to the end of the world the true center of Christian union and the supreme standard by which all human conduct, creeds, and religions, opinions should be tried. The criterion by which the Bible is to be interpreted is Jesus Christ. Amen. Who wrote the Bible? Was it God or man? Turn with me to 2 Peter, the first chapter. In 2 Peter, the first chapter, and looking at verse 20, now we'll move back up a little later on, but right now, 20 and 21. Knowing this first, what is he saying? Understand this. Get this clear in your mind. Know this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. This book did not come by man's idea. It wasn't that one day man decided that we needed a book of instruction and so wrote a book of instruction. That's not where the Bible came from. God breathed it. It is God's book. God is the author. God inspired it. God caused it to be. And God caused it to stay. That's the reason you still have a copy of it. Is God's hand on it. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You tell me, how is it that in the church of the living God that the Bible could become marginal? One pastor said, when he was asked what place the Bible held in his church when it came for the church to make a decision, and he said that the Bible had a place at the table. Are you hearing me today, folks? It's not that the Bible has a place at the table. The Bible is the table. The Bible is that we base all of our decisions. We're not a club. We're the church of the living God. We hold in our hands that will change men and women and boys and girls' lives. It's the gospel. It's not changed. It's the power of the cross that changes people's lives. And the Bible gave us that information. The Bible gave us that information. You can tell by looking at me, I'm not against cookies. Nor pizza. That friend, that better not be what makes up the church. Amen. That better not be what makes up your classroom. That better not be when you have an opportunity to teach camp or to teach a Sunday school class or to teach a WANA. That better not be the main event. Dear friends, listen to me today. The Bible is to be the main event. Teach it to them. Teach it to them. And teach it to them like you believe it with all your heart. And if you don't believe it with all your heart, for goodness sake, get out of there and let somebody teach it that does believe it. Amen. Now in this passage in 2 Peter, I lost my wind just in 1 week of not preaching. In this chapter in 2 Peter, there is something real interesting in these verses. Now, if you back way up to long about 15, Peter said, we knew him personally. We knew him personally. We were with him for 3.5 years. We were on the Mount of Transfiguration. Even in this passage, Peter mentions it. We were on the Mount of Transfiguration. We heard with our ears. We heard with our ears God say, this is my beloved Son. Can there be anything more sure than that you hear with your ears? Unless your ears are mine. How can there be anything more sure than for God to audibly speak to you? And yet Peter said, we have something. Are you hearing me here today? Peter said, we have something that is more sure than being there in person. We have something more sure than hearing it with our own ears. What was it? What was it, church? Yes, it's the Bible. It's God's Word. It's more sure than being there in person. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. You do well to listen to it. That's what he's saying. You do well. I heard a preacher preach in 1969, and his text was all week was on the importance of the Bible. This is what he said, however many years ago that's been. My Bible, that part of God's Word that I've read, memorized, and put to practice in my life. And then he would ask the question, how big is your Bible? Well, I tell you, dear friend, many churches have gotten away from the Bible. And I'm convinced that we're in trouble. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well if you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Stay close to the Word. Keep it close to you.